All right, easy here for my latest partner, ExpressVPN. You're like, what the hell is that? I'll get to that. Calm down. First of all, going online without ExpressVPN is like forgetting to mute yourself on a Zoom meeting. Do you really want all of your coworkers to hear you trash talking them? Okay, so that's kind of like helping me illustrate to you what's up. Why everybody needs a VPN. Okay, so everything you do online, the shows you watch, the websites you go to, anything you do online, that gets sent to your internet service provider, including your mobile network providers. They know every single website you visit. All right? Reroute 100% of your traffic to ExpressVPN through their secure encrypted servers so your ISP cannot see your browsing history. Privacy is really big to a lot of folks, so that's why this is very, very important. ExpressVPN is the best. They hide your IP address, making it extremely difficult for third parties to track your online activity. That's important for your old pal EZ because with my setup, I can't have any compromises. My internet is so important for doing what I do that if anything affects what I do, that's trouble. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Very easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. Works on all of your devices too, phones, laptops, tablets, more, so you can stay private on the go. I swear by this, and my life is so much easier now that the Eric Zane Show podcast is utilizing ExpressVPN. So what you need to do is protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/Zane. That's expressvpn.com/Zane. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Zane. Okay, I'm here. Trust me, I'm not leaving you. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Let's get started. Let's go. Let's get started. Ben Glaze, today is a Big Fraud Wednesday. On this edition of Big Fraud Wednesday, we start off the festivities at about 6:15 p.m. Eastern with who are these free beers? We may start starting those shows at 6 p.m. because they oftentimes go like an hour, and that makes everything else kind of wonky. Ben and I will be reviewing recent editions of the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show with our critique, if you will. Most of it goofing on the show and having fun. It's always fun. Every once in a while, we will review a segment that is like, oh, hey, this was a good segment. But those are few and far in between. There was a time when I wasn't able to actually make these types of jokes about their show. But it is a target-rich environment. Out of all the review shows that we do, Who Are These Free Beers is the easiest to do. Quite literally, you can pick any segment from any show and pull 7 to 10 clips that are worthy of discussion. It's remarkable. So Ben and I will do that. Not the most fun thing in the world to do. I mean, I take it back. I like it. I like when I pull a clip that's like, oh, we're going to have a field day with this. But sometimes the monotony of the content makes it brutal to listen to. So that will be later on. Let's see. Brandis is here. I sent Brandis a shout not too long ago, I said, hey, where you been, my dear? She is here now. Let's welcome her back. Thank you so much. EZ sporting the free dad hug shirt, which you would think that something as simple as free dad hugs wouldn't elicit such a horrible response. But I am looking forward to today being out in the wild with this shirt. What this means is, the meaning behind the shirt is that it is a message to the gay kids who, when they say to their parents, hey, I'm gay, and then the dad goes, well, fuck you, I hate you, get out of the fucking house, which happens all too often. So a guy like me, I'm walking around and I come across, gay kid, and I'm like, hey, bring it in here, I'll give you a hug. That's a way of me saying that there are people that do care about you. Because I can't think of anything that would be more hurtful than a young man, who's got like a normal life of love, and then suddenly they say, we don't love you now, get out. Ah, God damn it. The fuck is wrong with you? So that's where my brain is, always. Today is Juneteenth. Okay? Juneteenth is, every year I go through this. And in the past, I've been like, what the fuck is Juneteenth? But I'm pretty sure I have it down this year. Juneteenth is the name for today that is recognized as the day when the last place where there were slaves finally got the word that, hey, slavery is no more. All these slaves are free. And I'm pretty sure it was like a military dude came in on horseback with a bunch of other military dudes. This is, I don't know, long enough time after the Civil War ended. They march in and there's like a plantation. And some guy is like, oh, hey. Welcome to the plantation. Here's the help. Would you like a mint julep? Here, have a drink. Sit down. Sit down a spell, I say. Yeah, hey, all these people here? Yeah, that's the help. Yeah, they're going to make you a good meal. Sit down there, Colonel. No. I got to go. No thanks on the mint julep. And all these people... they're free to go. I'll say what? Yeah, you heard me, fuckface. Or the might of the military is going to go up your ass. These people are all free. That's all I know. I don't know names. How is it that the Civil War ended and then there were still places like this in America? So Diana approaches me. She says, what is Juneteenth again? So I told her what I just told you. I'm like, I think I'm right. All right. She goes, this hasn't always been a thing. I said, no, it hasn't. And I'm seeing right now that it hasn't been a national holiday since 2021. So since it was recognized as a federal holiday in 2021, Biden made it such. You see, when you do something like this, because we are in this weird spot with all these fuckface factions of Americans, specifically the MAGA Republicans, who, anything like this, culturally recognizing something as important as this is, they're not going to like it. So They won't recognize Juneteenth. Okay? The holiday's name is a portmanteau of the words June and 19th, as it was on June 19th, 1865, when Major General Gordon Granger ordered the final enforcement of the Emancipation Proclamation in Texas at the end of the Civil War. Although the date commemorates enslaved people learning of their freedom, this only applied to the former Confederate states. There remained legally enslaved people in states that never seceded from the Union. These people did not gain their freedom until the ratification of the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution on December 6th, 1865. So I guess Texas, I mean, I don't know shit about fuck, as Ruth once said. They weren't like, they didn't secede from the Union during the Civil War, I guess. So it's kind of like a loophole. Confederate states had to immediately stop. Texas, like, well, we're not a Confederate state, so we're just going to keep our slaves. So they had to legally wait for the ratification of the 13th Amendment, which I don't know what, I mean, I know what the amendments are, but I don't know what the 13th Amendment is. I think it says 13th Amendment, thou shall not have slaves. That is correct. It abolishes slavery and involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime. All right, so that's basically it. Nothing more really to say about it other than a lot of folks have the day off. We don't get any mail. It's all cool. I think this is a thing that's worthy of recognizing as a federal holiday. I mean, I don't see what the problem is. But you know, there's always blowback, you know? There's always somebody who's pissed off about everything. Kenny says, I've always had a hard time wrapping my brain around the idea of humans owning other humans as slaves. Be it as recent as the past couple hundred years or thousands of years ago. No, you're right. I oftentimes think about that, you know. You know, you think about how 1866 and then the Emancipation Proclamation, all that shit that we just talked about, and then the idea that all the crazy shit that happened, especially in the South, discrimination. Unbelievable. Horrible treatment. Still to this day. Not nearly as bad, but there you go. Bob says, I'm pissed off because it's raining here in Orlando today. Got a little time off. Yeah, that happens. I don't know if you're going to get an all-day rain, though. Sometimes it's just part of the day. Chris in Buffalo says, yeah, I'm sure my mom's all pissed off about it today while watching Fox News and sucking off Tucker Carlson's dick. All right. Meanwhile, we are off and rolling. Today being, like I said, a Big Fraud Wednesday. I'm excited about that. It is also a Dear Meathead Day, which 29 minutes away, if you have something that you'd like to discuss with Dad on Dear Meathead, by all means, send it along. You can send it on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I see that Mark R. sent something along. Would like my dad to answer the question. Keeping it pretty basic as usual with him. I found out the other day that the dementia has caused him to forget how to read. Like, he didn't know how to read anymore. He'll look at letters and like, and I'm like, oh my God. Makes me feel bad every time. All right. So Dad will join us in just, Dad and Joanne will join us in just a few minutes. If you have a question, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Speaking of free beer and hot wings with it being, who are these free beers today? I did a little comparison on Facebook. Soccer announcer, former soccer player, now soccer announcer or commentator. He's doing work during the Euros. Landon Donovan. Donovan just went through like a hair transplant. That's where they take follicles from the back of your head, like a band of follicles, remove them one at a time, and then put them in where the baldness is. If these procedure is done correctly, it usually works in a fantastic way. So if you have a swath of area that has your follicles removed, they like in the back, they don't take all the follicles. Let's say you have 3,000 follicles to remove out of the back of your head, or that are available. They will go and take like a third or a half of them out of the back of your head and then put them on top. So what that does is it, where you have hair, it doesn't really look that different at all. It doesn't look, it looks perfect because all the other hairs will compensate for the ones that they just removed. And because they're not all gone. Now, if they were all gone, sure, you'd have a bald spot in the back of your fucking head. But they remove some of the follicles on the back, and then they put it in on the top one at a time. And when it's all said and done, it looks great. I know people that have had this done. Well, Landon Donovan just had this done. And they said to him, hey, man, don't worry. Your head where they do the procedure will not be visible on TV. Well, this is a clip from TV. This is what Landon Donovan's head looked like on TV the other day. I'm fucking this up. Okay, this is how he was when he was younger. All right, looking good. And then his hair starts falling out. He gets the procedure done. This is what it looks like now. There is a text exchange. Somebody texted Donovan and he posted this. LD, check Twitter ASAP and probably fire your barber. Donovan said, where were you 7 hours ago? I had a hair transplant procedure 2 weeks ago and was told it wouldn't show up on camera. Who told you that? Rafa Marquez? Don't know what that means. Donovan posts the middle finger. Can I post this? Whatever, I deserve it. Good night, Mo. So whoever the fuck that was went ahead and posted it. That was LA Galaxy teammate Mike McGee. So he's rolling with it, okay? I can't believe they said to him, yes, you'll be fine. The way the back of your head looks will not be visible on TV. How could you possibly believe that? That your head would not be visible on TV? And who is the technical director for Fox Sports who says, hey, let's put Landon Donovan on TV? Nobody's looking out for this poor guy. But him actually doing it and, you know, doing his job, I'm sure, well, as a commentator for Fox Sports, to me, that's baller mentality. That's get that shit done. I got a job to do, and God damn it, I'm going to do it. I mean, that's better than, like, being a bitch about it and not doing the job that you're supposed to be doing. This guy's got a technical expertise that needs to be on display, and he did it, despite looking like a fucking fool. I got some respect for a person who does that. Cole says, just shave your head. Who gives a fuck? Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't have a problem with anybody getting a hair transplant. Some people are more sensitive to it. Chris says he addressed this today. He didn't mention you, of course. I think I need to talk to you directly about this, Chris. I'll get to that in a second. What he's referring to is I wrote, which broadcaster has the worst hair, Burton King or Landon Donovan? No, Donovan just had a hair transplant. Burton King prefers his that way. Thumbs up for Donovan, heart for Burton King. Look at this dick's hair. What the fuck? My God. At last check, 10 thumbs up for Donovan, 7 for the Burn King. So true, they're saying that Donovan's does look worse than the Burn King's. Tim says Landon Donovan looks like he passed out drunk and his kids played barbershop. He should have shaved it before showing up in public. Chris, incoming. Hopefully you can take the call. Chris K, how do I keep them all straight? How do we keep them together? Probably working. Probably can't take the call.
Please leave your message for 61.
All right, I can't. Did he say that there was a 8:05 top of the hour? Let me ask you this, because you can communicate via the chat. Did he actually say there's a comparison being made on Facebook or online? Obviously, he didn't mention me. Between me, who has worse hair, me and Landon Donovan? Did he actually go that far on it? Or did he just happen to mention, I don't know. I mean, how did it sound? I can't access it right now, but I would be anxious to hear it. He says, no, but it was a conspicuous comparison. All right. He defended his own hair. Oh, Greg, you're such a fucking tool. Jesus Christ, stop it. You're embarrassing yourself, you fucking moron. My God. All right, 19 minutes to Meathead. Send them along, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I read this today. On Quora, I don't know how to say it. What three things, somebody asked, what three things should a person avoid once they are past 70 years old? John O'Leary, I don't know who that is, writes, I hit 70 in July. Here are my top three. One, never, ever comment on a young lady's appearance. You may think it's cute. In reality, it's creepy. Okay. I'm going to take that a step further. That's not just for past the age of 70. Like, if you have someone like Bill Belichick's girlfriend, who's 24 and he's 72.
Oh, God.
I don't think anyone older than, I don't know, 6-7 years is okay. That might be a bit much. You know, 24-year-old chick, 30-year-old guy, 31-year-old guy. Eh. All right. I'll go 40. If she's 24 and he's 40 and you're making a comment about a young lady's appearance, yeah, I'm sorry. That's creepy. That's fucked up. And the window gets even more bizarre the older the guy gets. Like, if she's 24 and he's 50, now it's even more creepy. I mean, that makes sense. This is what, it's kind of like how children, a lot of people say kids are better off to be seen, not heard. I think that applies to people that are getting a little long in the tooth. Because typically, someone who's older doesn't really give a fuck about anything. So they kind of just say whatever the fuck they want and don't care what anybody thinks about them. That's horrible. That's a horrible way to live. It's a young person's world. Get the fuck out of the way and shut up. Unless you're asked specifically. And that goes for me too. With the exception of this podcast, which I do for hours and hours every day. Yeah, shut up. Just don't talk. Don't. Bill does that all the time. Simon makes comments about like hot golfers. Like, he'll see somebody on TV, some female golfer, and he'll be like, oh my God, she's just killing it. She's having a great round, and oh my God, she's just so beautiful. And I'm always like, yeah. And I tell him on the air, I go, yeah, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't make those comments. Why? I'm just saying she's beautiful. Yeah, I know what you're doing. But, oh yeah, there's no problem with that. No, there really is. You sound creepy as fuck. I mean, who the fuck wants that? Unless, of course, you're a sick fuck like Belichick and you actually have someone who is your girlfriend. Which I can't believe that she is really attracted to him. She has to only be attracted to the dollars and cents. Isn't that right? I mean, no self-respecting young lady would do that, would actually find a guy like that attractive. It just doesn't happen. There are some times when it does happen, but the window of age is much less. I mean, take Linda, for example. That's the one that comes to mind in the audience. It was at her 18th birthday party when her 62-year-old neighbor came by and said, hey, happy birthday. And, she fell in love, and like by the end of the day, her feet were in the air. It's a true story. Number two, this guy writes, for goodness sake, do not complain about your health. Discuss your medications. Ramble on about stiff knees, sore back, etc. Well, I don't know about that. Sometimes that makes people feel better. My fucking right hand right now is numb. It's actually numb. And finally, number three, stop excessive anything. Weight gain, drinking, overextending yourself. Three things a person should avoid once they are past 70 years old. I'm sure there can be more. Those are that guy's top three. I think Linda is listening later in the day. So when she hears that, she's probably going to be like, what the fuck? Rich says she has a thing for grandpas. Rebecca says, I had a chance to date a lawyer, but couldn't do it because he was 20 years older than me and he was gross. Okay. What was your age at the time to this? You were 28. And he was 48. Okay. Yeah, probably a good thing to avoid that. But were you considering it? Were you at a point where you were like, well, maybe, but just because he's got cash? So were you even considering it? And if that's the case, was it only because he had a ton of dough? I would understand that. Chris in Buffalo says, let's roll reverse. Say a 70-year-old cougar starts dating a 25-year-old male. Oh, yeah. We did this exact same thing when we started talking about Belichick dating the young chick. Rebecca says it was a blind date. So you went on a blind date with a guy and you knew he was 20 years older than you, or you didn't know he was 20 years older than you? Because if it's a blind date, a truly blind date, and you don't know his age, and you walk in and you see this fucking white-haired fossil asshole, you got to be like, oh, fuck me. She says, he liked me more than I liked him. Yes, I knew that he was 20 years older. Okay, I can just... Now, see, you said here on this show she was gross. I can just imagine what went through your head when you walked into wherever this was. Let's say it's a restaurant or something. And you see him and you're like, oh, God. You have to actually conscientiously try to not, like, wrinkle up your face like, You have to kind of like go, oh, hey, you know, put on a happy face. And right then, you're already committed to the date being over and you never want to see this fucker. And he's thinking, oh, man, I got a shot with a 28-year-old. Oh, my God. And you know, and you're like just trying to not lead on that you want to barf in your mouth. And then maybe you're like, well, maybe if I sit here and stare at him long enough, I'll start to think he's attractive. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. Not at all. Not doing that. Kenny says, oh, man, I seen that face. Oh, that's so sad. Poor Kenny. He's sitting there at a blind date. She walks in and goes, oh, he's like, God damn it. That's all right. You can just leave. Makes me, that sounds so terrible. So sad. All right. Rebecca says, I could have been rich, but couldn't do it. So let me ask you this. Zero to 100%. Were you even 1% considering it? Or was it 0%? You know a guy who looks so bad right after you see him, you're like, oh, God. You know he's probably got like a deformed penis. One of those weird ones that when it's stiff, it's got like a knuckle in it and it's bent like at a weird angle. And I'm not talking like a curve, which is a term for that. It's like got a knuckle in it. It's a knuckle dick. And then how do you get out of that? You know, you power through the date. All right. And then there has to be a, well, I had a really good time. See you later. I mean, is it like that? And then when that happens, does he say, hey, well, can I call you? And then at some point you have to say no, right? I mean, is that, oh, God damn. I mean, if I'm you at the end of that night, I leave no doubt that there will not be a second meeting. I think it might even be fair at that moment. Pretend I'm Rebecca. And this has not gone well at all. But it's time to leave. Well, I tell you what. This has been nice meeting you. I'm role-playing. Nice meeting you. But I think I'm not interested. Or don't even say I think. I say, and it's been nice meeting you. I'd like to stay friends, but outside of that, I'm not really interested. Is it that jarring? Or do you just kind of like, well, yeah, you know, just kind of get away from them and then ignore them, ghost them? I kind of hate that. What happened in that particular moment? Because I really think that you owe, the one thing you do owe is to actually say, so, been nice meeting you, but I'm not going to lie. I don't think I'm interested in anything more after this. And I didn't want to give you the wrong idea and have you call me and then wonder why I'm not calling you back or anything. So I'm just letting you know that I've enjoyed my time, but I don't think this is what I was looking for. I think ladies need to add this to their repertoire. Okay? I think that it's a real flaw. Anyone in general, ladies or men. I shouldn't just say ladies. The unwillingness to just simply say that one thing. I don't think I'm interested. I don't, you know, just fucking say it. And because this guy thinks that he's got a shot, you know? I am an anti-ghoster. Patrick says, I ghost women. I will respond to them, but never initiate conversation again. Well, that's not ghosting, ding dong. If they send you a note, say, hey, what are you doing? And you write, nothing. You haven't ghosted them if you've responded. Do you know what ghosting means? Tell me you have a curved penis without telling me you have a curved penis. Kenny writes, hey now, they say a curved penis can easily hit certain spots that a normal straight one can't. Yeah, I didn't say it was bad. I said the one with the knuckle. It looks weird. Jimmy writes, penis knuckle. Is that a heavy metal band? That would be great. All right. I don't know how we got on this topic. Oh, it was because of the 70-year-old saying never, ever comment on a young lady's appearance. You just look like a fucking idiot. They know they look cute. If you say anything, they're going to think, God damn it. Yeah, you're a fucking rapist. Shut up. And I don't blame them. We need to start putting these old fucks like me in their place if they say anything like that. Yeah, you know what? Shut the fuck up, old man. Yeah, you know who... You know who listens to stupid old men? Nobody. Be quiet. Be quiet or you get your ass kicked. Walking around in our fucking New Balance tennis shoes. All right. Speaking of dads, mine in 3 minutes. Eric at ericzaneshow.com if you have a question for dad. Nathan writes one. Megan writes one. And Mark R. If someone else has one, please. Eric at ericzaneshow.com. Kyle says a thing that should not be in the playbook for old guys is walking around in your Crocs with socks. Disagree. To me, that is a sign of extreme confidence. Okay. Or I don't give a fuckism. Nick adds, there's a great subreddit called Boomers Being Fools with some great old people interactions. Oh, I got to look up that, you know. Yeah, I like being the old guy who just plays it cool while all the other stupid old guys do all the stupid old guy things. I distance myself from them, light up a dart, and stand back and watch them be fucking morons. If you're watching the show on Facebook, X, or YouTube, I'm going to kick you out. You can head over, though, to twitch.tv and check out the show. twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. And, of course, the audio version of this podcast available wherever you download shows. Thank you. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Please follow me on those platforms. Follow me as well on YouTube, Instagram. And send me an email in the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. The open and live stream today, brought to you by A&E Heating and Cooling. Joe Martinez and his crew will make sure that the AC stays on. Twice a year, you should see these folks just for preventative maintenance. 616-516-8579. Very important. You can still get the $79 AC tune-up today. Take advantage of that, 616-516-8579. If you have an emergency, that's who you call. They'll get your AC back on. You might pay a little more on an emergency charge, but that's the way it goes. They can also install a brand new AC for you. 616-516-8579. Financing available in case you can't swing it. That's the American way. Thank you to the King's Room Barbershop, Andy and Colleen. They are just 1 month away, about, maybe a little bit less than that. Yes, it is a little bit less than that. From celebrating 50 years of King's Room Barbershop. At all locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and on 36th Street in Wyoming, next to the Costume Room. July 8th through the 13th. Is 50-year anniversary week. Everybody who gets their hair cut is entered into a drawing to win an enormous flat-screen TV. Everyone who gets their hair cut during that week spins the wheel of prizes. Some of the prizes, different eras pricing for haircuts. So you go way back and pay hardly anything with a $1974 price for a haircut. That's at King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. We got racing this weekend at Berlin, berlinraceway.com. Tickets, $14. Parking free. 15 and under free. Bring your 12 by 18 cooler or smaller. and fill it up with your snacks and your soft drinks. No glass, no booze at King's Room Barbershop. I'm sorry, at Berlin Raceway, King's Room Barbershop. No gas, no booze at King's Room Barbershop. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dad, it's Eric.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you for a wonderful gift. Father's Day gift.
Yeah. Hey, yes, you got your coffee mug there, and you got your little sign that says Dad's great or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then.
What was that?
He loved the dinner.
I love the dinner.
Oh, yeah, that was something. That was something. It was good.
Yeah, that really was awesome, honey. Thank you so much.
That was a good group. We love celebrating Father's Day. That's a big one for us.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm glad you were there. Glad you were there. And it's just always fun to get together with you.
All right. So what did you do?
Well, I was with you.
I don't remember.
Well, you know, part of my day was helping get the meal ready, which is, I love doing that. So, you know.
That was awesome.
You know, just hanging out with you and chit-chatting with Norman and
yeah, that was great.
Everybody,
that really was great.
So, yeah, everybody sends their best on Father's Day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We got some questions here, though, for you, if you guys are good with that.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Love it. Jimmy in Portland, Maine says, Meathead, it's very, very hot outside. How did you beat the heat? How did you keep cool in those hot Iranian days?
Actually, we did not leave the house.
No, he means when you were in Iran.
In Iran?
Yeah.
You just live with it, you know.
Yeah. Wasn't there a river right by your house? Couldn't you jump in the river?
No.
No?
There was a river, all right, but...
It was a rushing river.
Oh, it was fast moving, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that probably wouldn't have worked. And I think, didn't you describe to me that river was a place where sometimes people would put their garbage?
Oh, yeah, everything. Hey, about 7-8 feet away from our property.
Yeah.
That's where we dump all the trash.
Okay.
And then the river opens up. It washes all that crap. I don't know where it goes.
Wow, yeah. I mean, who cares at that point? Just get it out of there.
Yeah. But it washes it all away. I don't know who gets it at the other end of it.
Yeah, I know. Bummer. It's a bummer That's a bummer for the guy who lives at the end of the river.
Oh, yeah, exactly. There was a police department about 10 feet away from it.
Yeah.
15 feet away.
Yep. Now,
and then the river.
Is this the type of river where you're going to put kind of like poo poo pee pee caca? In there too?
Was in it.
Oh, yeah.
It did all that, don't.
Yeah, you didn't have plumbing, so you gotta throw the you know, whatever. Maybe whatever you fill up, you just throw it out in the river.
No, we had an outhouse.
Oh, you had an outhouse. Okay, good.
And then once in a while, the guy would come up and clean it all up, suck it up.
Damn. All right. So you had that. All right, so outhouse, throw your garbage in the river, throw your leftover food scraps. If you redo the inside of the house, everything goes in the river.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, that river was fearsome.
It's a great, yeah, you know, it sounded like it was very effective in getting rid of the junk, you know?
Almost everybody dumped it in there.
Yeah, we should start to do that again.
Oh my gosh! It was fun doing that though.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Right in front of where my house ends.
Yeah.
There is a bridge.
Okay.
And then Everybody dumps everything, all the trash
right,
in there.
Right. So everybody would do that, but no one ever thought, hey, we may be getting rid of the trash out of our houses, but now it's all in the river. But nobody really cared, right?
They don't care.
Okay.
It's just, I don't know where it ends up, but it goes miles and miles.
Yeah, it's
somewhere.
It's somebody else's problem. That's the way we like treat Ohio.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Exactly. All right. Mark.
And by the way.
Yeah.
Right at the edge of that river, there's a walkway and all that. I gave my sister a ride.
Uh-huh.
On a donkey.
You gave your sister a ride on a monkey?
No, a donkey.
Oh, a donkey. I was going to say.
I almost lost her.
Because the donkey took off?
Oh, it just took off like hell.
Oh, so she's
there's a river, you know.
Okay, so
I almost got her.
Oh my God. So how did you get her off of the donkey?
I got a hold of her, we jumped right out.
Okay, so this donkey, did it have rabies or something? What's going on?
No. The donkey doesn't care. I don't know what happened. Come on.
You know what's? I keep hearing these stories on a day to day basis. You lived in a very dangerous part of the world.
I'll tell you what. The river was about maybe 8 feet away from where our property ends.
Right. Well, you know,
I lost my sister on that horse. Well, we had a horse, got on a horse.
Well,
yeah. Or a donkey.
It's interesting. In between Grandpa raging all the time, the raging river, and the rabid donkey, I don't know how you survived.
Hey, I have a tough time remembering all that. Come on now.
I had never heard the donkey story. I'm going to have to talk to Aunt Gossie about that one, see what she says about it.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Anyway.
So when I was talking... I'm sorry?
It was a good life.
Yeah, I know it. I mean, you did what you had to do.
And the police department was right across the door of our...
Yep. I know that. Yeah, those are the guys who would always borrow your silverware.
Oh, yeah. Anytime they had a big dude showed up over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like a dinner.
Most of those Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And borrow all the silverware and all that jazz.
God, I didn't know that Grandma was, she had close ties with those guys. She probably had a couple favors. You know, lined up for all the time she would help them with their dinner parties. Mark writes, "Dear Meathead, I'm taking a road trip to Michigan. I'm going to be hauling a grill in my truck. Do you have any tips on how to keep it secured?"
What's he
going to
do in his truck?
He has to transport a grill. And
yeah.
It's going to be in the truck, and he wants to know how to keep it secure.
It's funny
because
he lost you.
Well, just tie it down, you know.
Yeah, tie it down would help.
Tie it down.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. The last thing you'd want is to not tie it down and then it to go flying out of the truck.
It'll fly off, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Very bad. Make sure it's tied down really tight
mm-hmm.
and secure.
Okay. That's those are words to live by, right, Joanne?
Yes.
All right, Dad. This summer, I think it's this summer, the Olympics are coming on television. It's going to be in, they're going to be in France. Do you like to watch the Olympics, Dad?
I'm not crazy about it.
Okay, that's like the sports where they do like swimming and track and field and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so not really much interest. I think they have soccer in the Olympics. I think they do. I know you're interested in that.
Definitely, yeah. Even that is kind of diminishing.
Okay, just not that interested these days. Fair enough. So, fair enough. Okay. Finally, Nathan, he says, Meathead, can you give me a tip on how to flirt with women more effectively? Like he wants to flirt with women. So I know you're a real charmer. What's your number one tip for flirting, Dad?
Be straight right up to it.
What do you mean by be straight right up to it?
I mean, right to the point.
That sounds like something dirty.
Yeah.
Be straight. Okay. All right. I thought you were going to say something like, you know, make her laugh a little bit, be charming, but you're telling them to be straight right up to it.
Oh, you got to be kind and, you know.
I don't know if we're talking about the same thing.
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Hey, I love it when she laughs. I think she's thinking something else. I think Joanne's got a dirty mind.
I don't know.
All right.
If she does, she's never showed it to me.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, Dad, it's never a letdown. It's always wonderful speaking with the two of you. We learned a lot today, as always. We learned about the rabid donkey. We learned about the raging river, the garbage disposal procedures in Tehran, Iran, and how to flirt. How to flirt was key. So very be straight right up to it.
And never ride a donkey on its high ends going like hell at the side of the river.
Okay, yes, that's sage advice. Dad, I love it. As always, you guys hit it out of the park. I want you to have a great day. Please be safe.
All right, honey.
Okay.
You have a great day.
I love you guys.
Say hello to the family.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Joanne.
Oh, she's sitting right next to me.
I know she's cracking on board. Oh, she's got the giggles today. She's just a giggling away, and we love it. Okay.
Okay,
guys. Okay. See you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you, too. See ya. Oh, boy. Wow. Quote, if Joanne has a dirty mind, she's never showed it to me. Quote from my dad. Unbelievable. Always a good time. Thank you for your questions. Tyler says, I always love the 12 plus goodbyes at the end. LOL. Oh, always special. Okay, stay right there. Your old pal EZ is going to go tinkle. Okay? I'll be right back. All right. I know. Sorry. I had a conversation with Pooh Bear. And I got hungry. So I had to reach for the, how do you say it? Edamame? I'm not even sure what it is. I think it's a soybean, maybe. But they take these damn things, these edamame, and then they roast them, and then they put like sea salt on it, and it's supposedly like the greatest thing ever for you. Like if you eat these, you'll live to like 500 years old. Like high in protein, great for people who like are vegans or on the keto diet. Now I'm not on anything. I'm not on any of those. I'm not a vegan, nor am I on the keto diet. But I just like the way they taste. But you can't like put a bunch of them in your mouth because they're drier than a 1850s corpse's vagina. And if you put too many in your mouth, you're like, you could choke. It's dangerous. Kenny writes, oh, hey, I just ordered me a different free dad hug shirt today. Okay, get ready because people are going to hate your guts for wearing that thing. Kenny says, I think there's an event this coming weekend in Nashville and I might go. Oh, yeah. You go to one of those things, and the food trucks are always fantastic. But when you see the people that are dressed up, and they have, I think they're called the fuzzies or the furries or the Furbies, whatever the fuck, or guy who's leading dude around who's wearing a dog mask by a leash. He's got him like a collar on, and he's leading him around. Or he's got a muzzle on him. And they don't give a fuck. It's fantastic. We've got some heroes here where I live. One of the communities not far from here is called Door. D-O-R-R, Door, Michigan. You'd think it would be D-O-O-R, but it's D-O-R-R. Well, the main stretch of highway, U.S. 131 in Door, and there was a deal went down where a car crashed and the vehicle started to burn. And these two local lesbians were on the roadway, and they pulled over, and they got the guy out of the car. They like saved his life, and they didn't know like who had done it because the lesbians then promptly left. So they were on the lookout trying to find these lesbians who saved this guy's life. But they ended up tracking them down. So I want to play this story for you here. Hear it from their words of how it all unfolded.
Two women are being hailed as heroes tonight after pulling a man from a burning car.
That car was in a crash involving multiple vehicles on 131 and...
Oops. I don't know why that's happening.
Hailed as heroes tonight after pulling a man from a burning car.
That car was in a crash involving multiple vehicles on 131 in northern Allegan County. I talked to the two women who say they would do this again for anyone.
They're the heroes that night. They saved his life, so they didn't think twice. They just went.
But I don't believe that they'd have done it for anyone, because if they got a guy in there who's got a MAGA hat on, or an Ottawa Impact shirt. Okay, let's say it's Joe Moss. And the lesbians approach the car. And they see that it's burning and Joe Moss is in there. It would be okay if they let it burn, in my opinion.
This time, Gary Fordham, Door Township.
I would have done it. I would have said, oh, okay, hang on. Oh, hey, Joe Moss, fuck you.
Fire chief isn't talking about his firefighters. He's talking about these two women who were just driving by.
Instantly, our reaction was to stop immediately, get out, and run to see what we could do.
Cheyenne Saucier and her fiance, Danielle Caceres, were right behind a crash involving multiple vehicles along 131, just north of the door exit Friday night. One of the cars ended up on the side of the road.
I ran as fast as I could.
Shortly after getting to the car, they noticed it was on fire and the man inside couldn't get out.
I'm like, gotta get this guy out of his car.
You know what I love the most about the lesbians? They don't wear any makeup. I think that that is an incredible time saver. Lesbians have more time, the ones that don't wear makeup, because they don't wear makeup. They're just like, yeah, what do we care?
The fire was now getting worse.
So I went in, I grabbed underneath his armpits and went to pull him out of the car.
Saucier was running away from the car as fast as she could.
I literally was running with this man in my arms, probably about 120 to 150 feet until I fell.
Just moments later,
you heard a boom and it was all of a sudden it was engulfed.
Caceres noticed the man's hand was injured.
So I went and grabbed a wrench. My daughter, Lily, had some gauze in her backpack that was actually fresh. And so I put a wrench underneath his finger to stabilize that hand and then wrapped it really tight just to try and get the bleeding to stop.
Firefighters arrived minutes later to the fully engulfed car and quickly put it out.
They did it because they're good people. I don't know that everyone would do that.
No.
Chief Fordham and his department wanted to thank the two in person, but couldn't find them. So they put this Facebook post out to try to track down the people who pulled the man out of the burning car.
That's why we reached out. We just wanted you guys to get the recognition.
Saucier knows she put her own life on the line, but she feels like she had no choice.
I'm glad that I got out. I'm glad that I ran up to his car, and I'm glad that I pulled him out. And if I had to do it again, I would. I'd do.
Well, look, okay, it worked out that time, but if the car happened to blow up like it did when you were there, there's no way you would be saying that. You would be saying, I will never do that again.
Any day.
Absolutely.
Saucier says she now wants to continue saving lives. This has inspired her to pursue a career as a first responder.
No.
The chief says they are working on getting life-saving plaques to present to Caceres and Saucier.
That'll end.
If you work with people,
she'll eventually stop. I know I'm being negative, but that's the same thing Diana did. When Diana saved that chick in San Francisco, she's like, that's it. I found my life's calling. I'll be a paramedic. I'm like, all right, yeah, that sounds good. Okay. So she goes to school. And rather quickly, she gets through all the EMT training. And, you know, she's doing it. She's got her EMT's license. And then she starts in like paramedic school. And then she's like, you know what? This fucking sucks. This is way too much work. I'm out. I was like, okay. It took about a year. There was one time she actually went on a run. I should bring her in to discuss this. Because she was actually doing, going on calls, emergency calls. And this, she needs to tell this story.
Hello.
Hey there. Hello. I'm on the podcast.
Oh, hello.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you remember when you were studying to be an EMT or a paramedic?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about that and something came to mind. Wasn't there a period of time when you were going on calls?
Yeah.
And you saw a lot of terrible things.
Yeah.
What about the one guy who, I don't want to give it away, but it was unbelievable what he had done to himself.
Yes. But I can't talk about it because you get all wheezy and wobbly.
No, I'm fine. Tell everybody, What you saw when you went in there, when you went into the home.
I saw, I'm in Meijer now, so I don't know if I can say it now.
Yeah, yell it out. Yell it out loud.
I saw lots of blood and I saw his testicles laying on the counter.
He cut his balls off.
Yeah.
He cut his balls off and just plopped them down.
He cut open.
Yeah.
He cut open his sack and then took his testicles out and set them in the counter.
Oh. In my brain, I convinced myself that he cut his own dick off. He did not cut his dick off?
No.
Was he just waiting for you to arrive?
Yep. Well, he was almost in shock. I mean, he was just about in shock. He was about ready to.
Yeah.
You know.
Lost a lot of blood. I am getting wheezy, by the way. I'll be fine.
See, I told you.
My hands are tingling, but I'll be okay. I'm starting to vagal, but it's not the end of the world.
Okay.
So wait a minute. Did you put your hand? So you helped stop the bleeding?
Well, yeah, and then we put his testicles on ice and took him to the hospital.
Were they able to save his balls, do you think?
I don't know. See, that's the problem with being an EMT. They can't really follow up with the hospital.
Wow. Now, when you were administering first aid, did you actually have to touch his crank?
No, I think that was the lead paramedic that was doing that.
Wow, man. That's rough. I don't know how you compartmentalize that. And then you're driving away, and then what do? You say, hey, how about them Tigers? I mean, what the fuck do you talk about after you just, a guy cuts his own balls off?
Well, you kind of have to. If you're going to be in that job, or else you wouldn't be able to be in that job.
Ultimately, what stopped you from continuing? Or how come you stopped?
Because it was, 12, 14 hours on the ambulance with kids, and, so it's just, it was just too hard at the time, because my kids were so fairly little at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, fairly young at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because there was a lady in the news who just saved somebody on the side of the road, and she said now she's going to become an EMT or paramedic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I would probably go back now, but now I'm just too old.
Oh, yeah. You can't even move.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm right there with you. Time to relax.
That's right.
Do you think it's creepy when an old man comments on the appearance of a young lady?
It depends on what the comment is. If he says, you look nice today, no. But if he says, you got a nice butt, yeah.
Well, I think anybody says that. But what if he says, oh, my God, you are gorgeous?
Yeah, that's maybe a little much.
Yeah, I think so, too. And this guy who said it, he said anything over 70 is a bad idea. I think it's more than that. I think it should be like, it just depends. Like if Madison, someone says, let's say a 40-year-old guy says Madison is, I think that's even too much.
Right.
You know?
I would say so too. Yeah.
It can only be someone who's like still within her age group. It can't be anybody older than that. That's disgusting.
No. Yeah, it is. Exactly.
What about Bill Belichick dating a 24-year-old girl? Did you hear that one?
Yeah, you were telling me about that. That's a little ridiculous.
I mean, she's a stone-cold stunner, and he's an old fucking, an old man with bitch tits.
No, he's all shriveled up.
Yes.
I mean, he's got to be all shriveled up.
How can she do that? She puts his penis in her mouth.
She's a gold digger.
Yeah, that's
evidently.
What type of self-respect?
I mean, and he's not. I mean, he's gross. Like, if it was like a halfway decent-looking guy, like I don't know.
I like, for example, my dad. It would be okay if someone, a 24-year-old woman, put his penis in their mouth.
No. That's a little much. Yeah. Thanks for that vision.
Sorry. Okay. I love you. I got to go.
Okay. Oh, you see
you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah. She walked in there, and the guy's got his balls on the table. Jimmy writes, can you say what's up, toots? Yeah, you strike me as the guy who's going to do this. You're the one who's going to behave like this. What about a 40-year-old gay dude? Is that creepy? I don't know. Yeah, because not everybody knows you're gay. It's just don't do it. Okay. Megan says, why did he hate his balls? Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I should have asked her that. All right. Cole asks, shit, is he okay? We don't know. Tyler says, I did the same thing as the Queen of the Forest, except I made it all the way through paramedic school and graduated before I decided I hated it. LOL. Oh, my God. Good that you figured it out, though. Corey says, toots and broad need to make a comeback. Good job for those ladies, though, in getting that done. This is fucking gruesome. So some guy, some rich fucker in Russia decides to go to the beaches in Sochi. Remember they had like the Olympics there one time? And in that area, Russia is where, like, kind of like the rich folks go to the beach and hang out. This couple goes there. They're very young. And this is bad. Somebody dies here. Well, not like in the video, but she's definitely dead. These two decide it's a good idea during high winds and heavy, heavy surf to go into the water. This is not a good idea. A lot of questions come to mind on this. But they go into the surf and then bad things happen. Taking a walk. She goes, oh, come on, let's go out in the water. Now look at those waves. Those are very powerful. Now he grabs onto her. No big deal. But now they're just standing there. Okay, now you see her go under. A rip current is now pulling her out. Okay, now they're still together, struggling to get out of the water. Okay, now they're definitely separated. She's on the left, he's on the right. Or he's on the left, she's on the right. And then she's gone. She's vanished. She's being pulled out to sea at an alarming rate. And look, I think I just saw her head. This dude's lost her. Oh my God. He's helpless. And she is gone. She has not been found as of right now. So many questions. He's lucky he's not dead. That all happened very, very fast. A couple things. What's up with camera guy just continuing to shoot video? What's up with him also? I don't know. I think I have more of a problem with camera guy than I do with guy who it looked like he was barely trying to get her out of there. But that's from the perspective of far away out in that water. It might be more daunting and look impossible keeping him away from the surf. Mason Blue says this happens in Lake Michigan every summer. Yeah, those waves in the ocean there, we get those here. And the stupid people that live here think that it's fun. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? A lot of the times when those rip currents occur, they happen because a bar of sand is formed near the water's edge as the tide is rolling in. And then slowly but surely, like a ticking time bomb, a trench will open up like an opening in that wall of sand, that dune that's underwater. And when that happens, a channel of water at a high rate goes ripping through that small space. And if you happen to be in that path of that stream ripping through the opening in that sandbar, that is a rip current. And there is literally no way to fight it. There's only one thing that you can do, and that is tread water. It takes you out to sea 300-500 yards, and then the energy subsides because you're far enough away, and then you can kind of swim out of it because of that, and then you make your way in from the waves. Unbelievable. But if you don't know that, you're fucked. Tyler says, when this dude starts a dating profile after this, he will immediately pass over anyone who says, likes long walks on the beach. Maize and Blue adds, maybe she had a good life insurance policy. Hey, we're going to talk about that in a bit. God damn it. Swim along the shore to escape a rip current. Exactly right. No, we should be thanking the camera guy, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have this video. That's true. It was great video. Now, I can't even get behind that, because she's dead. Well, they've been searching for her body for 3 days. Incredible. All right. We've got some maniac that lives around here who, what he did for a living, was take meth, and he was so addicted to it, he had to find out a way to support his habit. And the best thing he could come up with was drive by everybody's mailbox, open up the mailbox, take whatever is inside and leave. And then he would go ahead and open up all of the mail that he got. And I guess somehow he would take what's in there and be able to turn it around into money. I don't know if it was because of credit card statements or checks. And I don't know what he'd do with the checks, because it weren't made out to him. But they caught the guy, and he's again, so addicted to meth. This is what he would do. People who are addicted to meth do crazy shit. Okay? You can have the best friend in the world, or loved one, family member, and if they're addicted to meth, anything goes. They will do anything they can to get that very, very powerful drug. And that includes killing you, stealing from you. It doesn't matter. They will get into your home. They will take your shit. They'll take your wallet, even if you're related to them, if you're a family member. Never, ever. If someone says, hey, I'm doing meth, you need to get away from that person at all costs, because they're all fucking nuts. You don't ever want to be around anybody who does meth. That's, you know, in a way, that's why I'm happy that all of the Zaniacs ended up going away, because of the unbelievable level of addiction on those people. Even if they've beaten it, because I think some of the Zaniacs had actually beaten it, but your brain changes. And for the rest of your life, you are like, one bad moment in time away from going out and getting meth. And then it all starts over again. We need to cut our losses now, okay? And just kill all the meth heads. The good news, we would eliminate the homeless population by about 95%. They cannot be helped. They are beneath us. No, we will not offer any more support. Okay, easy, first day in office, executive order. All meth heads must die. Okay? I would put a bounty on the heads of all meth heads. So this dickhead, what a stupid thing to go to jail for. He was just sentenced the other day.
Across West Michigan to support his addiction to methamphetamine was sentenced Monday to 45.
Shit.
Across West Michigan to support his.
Good. Awesome. It's working out great. So annoying. Don't know what's going on. I could just tell you. I think that's what I'll do. 41 years old. And Lonnie Ray Nelson. He has, according to his attorney, a serious debilitating drug addiction that has impacted every aspect of his life. He was sentenced to 3 years, 9 months in prison for theft of U.S. mail. He was ordered to pay restitution. The amount is to be determined. He pleaded guilty in January to a 5-year felony. So 4 years locked away in prison. And when he's there, he's likely going to be able to continue his meth addiction. You might think, well, at least he's going to prison. No. Meth gets into the prison. But in order to get it, you're going to have either money or a warm mouth or a warm butthole. Lonnie Ray Nelson is going to spend the next 3 years, 9 months with dicks in his holes more times than out of his holes. He'll be sound asleep, and all of a sudden, oh, God, there's a dick in me. And he doesn't care. He will be open for business, Lonnie Ray Nelson, to get meth. His actions harm numerous victims, said U.S. Attorney Clay Stifler. 23 prior convictions, extensive criminal record. In the incident where he was busted, he stole a vehicle after he was stealing mail. He stole a vehicle, stole a bunch of mail, which included business checks, disability checks, loan applications, insurance documents. He primarily targeted mail containing business and personal checks and credit cards or credit card account info. The checks he altered and cashed or sold for profit. The credit cards and information he fraudulently, he's a big fraud, he used or sold. And he has been caught many, many times doing this. He should get more than 3 years, 9 months. He should get a life sentence or just be put out of his misery. One victim saw him because they have a camera there, pulling up to a row of mailboxes, opening them and going through them on multiple different occasions. He was driving a stolen Jeep. A high-speed chase ensued. Spike strips were deployed, stop the Jeep. They go up to the car. It's full of mail. And that's the end of that. Lonnie Ray Nelson in prison as of Monday, who, I mean, honestly, he's going to die from dick overdose. If the meth doesn't kill him, the dick will. This guy's going to be in bad shape. Holy shit. Well, good luck. This is why you don't do drugs. And why you never, ever trust anybody who has done meth. Ever.
Don't suck a big black dick because I know you want to.
All right. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. And that is the motto. Buy now, refinance later. No, you're not going to get the low interest rate from a few years ago, but you're going to get into your house, and then you're going to refinance it after a few years, and you'll be paying a hell of a lot less. But get in the house now. Reach out to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Their number, 231-332-6505. Call today. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. So fantastic. Great place to get your vehicles repaired. Top-notch service. Clean, efficient, fair, respectable, beloved, lady, veteran, family-owned. They're veterans. She's a veteran. 616-532-6600. Smack dab in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Free loaner cars. So you can borrow one of theirs while your vehicle's getting repaired. Thank you, of course, to TC Paintball. Rick over at TC Paintball invites you to call upon him when you're getting ready to schedule your good time. That is the paintball destination in the great state of Michigan. TC Paintball, known the world over. Fantastic place for a great, great time. Workplace team building. Neighborhood kids getting together for some fun. Dad squad. TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. And finally, Frank Fuss. Yeah, that's right. Get a life insurance policy today. Do not wait. I just finished up this entire process with Frank. He's the absolute best. I now don't have to worry about it for another 30 years. Thanks to Frank. When it comes to life insurance, that's what I do. I've got a guy. It's Frank. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. so that you can ensure that your family is taken care of in the event of an unlikely early departure. Well, what happens? I pay him that money every month. What do I get out of it? You get the peace of mind knowing that if something does happen, your family is all set. Can you imagine if you kick the bucket and your family, your wife has to take a full-time job? The stress, all she should be doing really is taking care of mourning and taking care of the kids. She shouldn't be worried about where money is going to come from. Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. You can find him at buyinsurancehere.com. Today's asshole of the day. Who do you think it's going to be today? I got it. Brought to you by TC Paintball. Your asshole of the day today is the meth head mail thief. Fuck you, ding dong. Enjoy prison. On this Juneteenth edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast, as always, you have been a fantastic audience. I'm lucky to have you. Patrick says free beer's hair. Corey says, what a soundbite. If the meth doesn't kill him, the dick will. Kyle says, you can't die from too many dicks in your butt. Just ask Carl. Rude. Okay, folks, that's my time. Thank you so much. Talk to you down the road. Bye-bye.
Thank you.